Today's Namaste Yoga continues our Yoga Stories 2 series, and we're working with the Guru Mantra still. And our class today is called Giving Away Your Mango. Hello and welcome to Namaste Yoga 236. We're here at the beautiful government house in Victoria, BC, and we chose this location today because, well, I love being at government house. It's the gardens here are beautiful and it's so quiet here. And also today we have the mountains in the background, which you'll be able to see just behind me today a little bit. You can see them perfectly today, so yay, we love when we can see the mountains here. We always go and visit them, but sometimes they're hiding behind the clouds. But not today, they're in full view. So you'll get a glimpse of them throughout the video today, probably at some point. And we'll start with a testimonial today. After I think squeeze for my yoga clothing, I'm wearing a long sleeve bamboo top with Ganesh on it today. If it warms up, which it probably has been quite warm here today, I have a nice bamboo cap sleeve top with a flying heart on it underneath, and a long long leggings today, gray, because my short capri leggings, which I've been wearing nonstop, are all in the wash right now, which Tim is very kindly washing right now. He did laundry right before we left. And thanks to Dusky Lee for our props. You are going to need some props today. You're going to need your bolster, which is just offset right now, and two blocks today for today's class. And either a blanket or a meditation cushion as well. Today's testimonial comes to us from Carrie from Facebook, and she says, I just wanted to thank you for this video. I have been trying to find a real beginner's video for yoga. For I can't even tell you for how long. I am so out of shape, it's crazy. And your video was not overpowering with the background music. You talked to me like I had no idea what was going on, which was good because I had no idea what I was doing. She actually had a laugh out loud there, so I enacted that pretty well, didn't I? She says, but not in a you're an idiot kind of way. And you took your time. Thank you so much. I cannot wait to watch the other videos. I think I'll do this one a couple of more times to make sure I'm ready. So you can join Tim in the Yoga 101 Club. Tim loves that video. Thank you so much. So we love our beginners because that's how people start yoga, right? And it's how they join the club. That's how they become Namaste yogis. So we have lots of beginner videos so that people can find their way in, and beginners are so important. Okay, so we are going to start our class for today. You can go ahead and rest back and lie down on your back and get comfortable. Just tuck your shoulder blades in underneath you, and with your knees bent, feet flat on the floor, just press into your feet and tuck your tailbone underneath you. And then you can either keep your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor, or you can lengthen your legs out long, depending on how your low back feels today. Then take a deep breath in through your nose and let it fall out of your mouth. So as I mentioned, we're continuing with the Guru Mantra today. And the Guru Mantra is found in the Guru Gita. And it goes like this. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshvaraha, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. And it means the Guru is Brahma, the Guru is Vishnu, the Guru is Shiv, the Guru is nearby, the Guru is everywhere. To the Guru I offer all that I am. And today we will focus on the Shiv aspect of the Guru mantra. Shiva is the god of death and disillusion. Shiva brings about every kind of ending, from relationships and ideas to illness and our own physical death. Through the god of disillusion and death, we acquire the tools to deal with change. Because we cannot be attached to anything which we know will inevitably die. Many people are uncomfortable with Shiv's fires of transformation. However, with complete compassion, Shiv clears the path in our lives so that new possibilities can form, and he creates a clear path where the new can arise. Shiv can help us clear out our old belief systems and paradigms that are no longer serving us, so that deeper truths of ourself can arise. Shiv's energy is destructive, but through the fires of transformation, he creates the opportunity for new growth. Today, we are going to hear a story about an old woman. This old woman lived in a forest, and every day she would pray to her Shiv and make offerings to him on her altar. All day long, she would sing Om Namah Shivaya. This woman lived a meager existence and had very little, but she was happy with her simple life and her devotion to her beloved Shiv. One day, the old woman went to the market. She had to be very careful with her money at the market because she only had a little money, and what she purchased at the market had to last her the whole week. The woman made her way through the market and purchased her food for the week. On her way out, she eyed the most beautiful mango, her favorite fruit. It was perfectly ripe and ready to eat that day. The vendor noticed the woman admiring the mango. "Here you go, old woman," he said. "You are the last person here today, and tomorrow this mango will be too ripe for me to sell. Please take it and enjoy it." The old woman was overjoyed with his kindness and her luck. She walked home thinking about the delicious dessert she would enjoy that evening. When she got home, she began to prepare her stew for the night. Actually, for the week. When the stew cooked, she poured a small bowl for herself and ate it, the whole time thinking about how delicious the mango would be. When she was done her stew, she cut the juicy mango and enjoyed each bite. She decided to only eat half since it was such a rare treat and save the rest for the next day. She said her nightly prayers to Shiv and went to bed. In the middle of the night, there was a knock on the door. Well, during the time and place of this story, rules of hospitality were more important than sleep or safety. So she answered the door. She was greeted by an old hunchback man with a cane. This old man told her that he had been walking for a long time and needed to rest, so he asked if he could come in. When he came into her small cottage, he commented on how delicious her stew smelled and asked if he could have a bowl because he was so hungry. Well, of course, he gobbled up bowl after bowl until the poor old woman's entire pot for the whole week was gone. After he finished eating all of her stew, the old man eyed her mango. "Oh my goodness," he said. "It's been so long since I've enjoyed a mango. I sure would love something sweet after that delicious meal I just enjoyed." The old woman's heart fell into the pit of her stomach. If only she'd enjoyed the entire mango earlier that evening, she wouldn't be in this predicament now. She looked over to her beloved Shiv on her altar, hating herself for all the feelings of selfishness and lack that were going through her mind. The old woman took a deep breath. She said a little chant and a prayer to Shiv and gave the mango to the old man. The old man ate the mango in one bite. The old woman sighed and offered the man her meager mattress, finding a quiet place in the corner for herself to rest for the rest of the night. In the middle of the night, the old man shook her awake. "What's wrong?" the old woman exclaimed. Right before her eyes, the old man's features began to change, and he began to take the familiar form of her beloved Shiv. Shiv spoke to her. "Because of your consistent devotion and your ability to offer what you have with your whole heart, you are coming with me. Your physical life is over, but your spiritual life is beginning." And off they went together. So reflect on what this story means to you in your life. Can you think of a time when you had to let go of something that was really important to you? So I can think back in our lives when we left Ontario to come to British Columbia and we had to let go of some of our most cherished possessions. I won't even mention them because they will probably seem ridiculous to you, but some of the things that we had to let go of were pretty hard to let go of. And so something as precious or as delicious as this old woman's mango. So sometimes somebody asks you to give up something that's as important to you or as delicious to you as that old woman's mango. It might have been a possession. Maybe sometimes you're asked to give up a belief system. I know recently too, a lot of times I can think of when I've been asked to give up beliefs too. So detachment is not only detachment to things, but being detached to paradigms or ways of thinking too. You have to hold on lightly to these belief systems as well, and ways of being. Because when we let go, when we have the help of Shiv to let go, we open the door to a spaciousness in our life and to new ways of being that we're being invited into. So you can reflect on what happens in your own life. You know, with the gift of hindsight, you can see how when you let go of these things, what was waiting for you, when you let go of these belief systems, what new ways of being were ready for you. Usually we must undergo some form of transformation that involves a death of some kind. It takes courage to allow the death to bring forth new life. Changing circumstances, disappointment, personal challenges are the presence of constant change and transformation that take place in our lives. And bringing acceptance to change and transformation is the grace of that courage. So go ahead and form an intention for what it is that you are interested in creating, sustaining, transforming, or letting go of in your life right now that this story may have inspired for you. And once you, I know it was a longer story, so I apologize for that. Once you formed your intention, you can begin to wiggle and stretch out. So once you start to wiggle and stretch out, you're going to make your way up to seated for the Guru Mantra with a mudra. We're going to do the Yam Pash Mudra, which is the noose of death. And the way that this mudra works, actually just you want to sit in a way that's comfortable for you today first. So sit so that your hips are elevated and your knees are lower than your hips. You could also sit kneeling or you can sit in a chair. So sit in a way that works for you today. For the Yam Pash Mudra, you're going to extend your index fingers and hook them so that your right is facing down, your left is facing up. And then you're going to bring all the rest of your fingers and your thumbs together, so the remaining three fingers and your thumbs together. So this opens up your airways, it strengthens your lungs and large intestines. So your lungs let go through the exhalation, they release carbon dioxide, and your large intestines let go of waste. So that's why that's important for letting go. Then it also evokes spiritual insight of the interdependent nature of all phenomenon. So death creates life and life creates death. So I thought this was a really great one to use for Shiv. Okay, so we're going to do this with the Guru Mantra. And the mantra will be on my right on the screen. So let's make space with breath and a sigh. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshvaraha, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshvaraha, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshvaraha, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Then you can release this mudra from your body, from your hands, and bring your hands to the Gyan Mudra, thumb and index finger together. And just check in and see how that feels in your body. Okay, from here we're going to make our ways back down onto your back. So we're going to do Apanasana, knee to chest pose. It's a great pose for letting go. So just draw your right knee into your chest. This helps to eliminate physical waste from your body. If you have any knee issues, you want to hold on behind your knees. Pressing on your ascending colon. And then releasing your right leg and drawing your left leg in. This time pressing your left leg into your descending colon to eliminate physical waste from your body. So letting go through the physical layer of your koshas. You can release your left leg down. Take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. And from here, you can either bend your knees and roll to your side or rock yourself up and make your way back up to a comfortable seated position, either on your chair or with your meditation cushion or kneeling. And We're going to do the Yampash Mudra again for with skull shining breath again to create that fire transformation here in your belly for letting go and to encourage that so that you can give away your mango. So again, the index fingers hook, the other fingers come together, right one faces down, left one faces up. And then for skull shining breath, Kapalabhati breath, you're going to do, it's like active exhalation, passive inhalation. It's like you're panting through your nose. And we'll do this for maybe 3 minutes. Okay. So full breath in, full breath out, breathe in part way and hold. And then exhale and release. Okay, great. So that's a great one to encourage those fires of transformation that Shiv is so great for. All right, from here we're going to come into Adho Mukha Svanasana to make our way up to standing, also to stretch out our spine, stretch out the backs of our legs. So bring your hands underneath your shoulders, spread your fingers nice and wide, tuck your toes under, stretch out the necks of your toes here. You're gonna reach back, stretch out your shoulders, and then lengthen through your legs. And from here, walk your feet in and make your way up to standing. Okay, from standing, we're going to work with the warrior postures. I chose the warrior postures because they think it takes a lot of courage to bring the grace of acceptance to the change of transformation and the letting go, to let go of the mangoes in your life. So come to the top of your mat, and you're going to take a big step back with your right foot. Turn your hips to face the front short edge of your mat. Sink down through your left sit bone and bring your arms straight up. So this can be like in the story when the old lady was asked to give away her mango and she looked to the Shiv on her altar for courage. The courage to give away her most valued possession. And that valued possession can be a way of being or a way of thinking as well. Sometimes we can be more attached to those things. So now you're going to pull your right hip back, your right arm back, and come into Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. Warrior 2, you stand in the present moment with the wisdom of the past. Staying in the present moment, letting go so that you can invite in the new for the future. Okay. And we'll come back to Warrior One and shift onto our front left foot, coming up into Warrior Three. Because sometimes those fires of transformation ask us to make changes in our life, ask us to let go, ask us to let go of our most treasured possessions or ways of being, things we thought would never change. You can release this pose from your body. Okay, let's do this on the other side. So come to the top of your mat and you'll take a big step back, this time with your left foot. Turn your hips to face the front edge of your mat again. Sink down, this time through your right sit bone. Bring your arms straight up. So the courage to let go with grace. Then pull your left hip back, your left arm comes back, your right arm comes forward, Warrior Two. Then back to Warrior One to come forward on your front right foot into Warrior Three. And then to release this from your body, coming to your sideways on your mat and turn your feet out to 10 and 2 o'clock. Take your feet wide. You're going to sink straight down for Utkata Konasana, Goddess Victory Squat. I always think this is the companion pose to the Shiv poses because to me it's the Kali pose. So it, you know, Kali really is the goddess of destruction. So I had to put her in too. She goes with Shiv. And I think we resist letting go so much, and yet there, I think we can all look back and see that there's usually great reward in letting go too. From here, keep your legs bent. You're going to roll your pelvis over your leg bones so that you do a goddess victory squat with a forward fold. So drop the crown of your head. And then we're going to come back up. And of course, we have to do Dying Warrior as well. So come up to the top of your mat again. And inhale, reach up. Exhale, hinge forward through your hips. Keep your knees bent. Step back into Adho Mukha Svanasana, Downward Facing Dog. And from here, you're going to take your right leg up. And then take it into the space between your left wrist and your left foot. All the way through, keep reaching it through. Reach your left leg back and long. And then you're going to just fold forward with your arms out to the side. You're going to look towards your left hand. If you don't have any neck issues, you can turn your head and look towards your right hand. Then slowly gather yourself up. We'll come back into Downward Facing Dog. So step back into Downward Facing Dog. And then you'll take your left leg up and back behind you. And now you'll take your left leg into that space between your right wrist and your right leg and thread your right leg through. Reach your right leg back and long. And then you lower your chest down to the ground with your arms out to the side. Turn your head to face your right hand. And if you don't have any neck issues, you can always turn your head to the left so that you get a counter rotation here. So Dying Warrior. Embracing letting go, transformation and death. Okay, so gather yourself up here. And you're going to need your bolster now. You can go ahead and get that. I'm going to place it along your back. This one I chose, we're going to do Reclined Baddha Konasana. I chose because it's about surrendering to change and to letting go. Sometimes you just have to surrender, like we are today, to all the noise. I told you government house is quiet. It's not quiet today. We've had tons of construction and it's like we're on a flight path or something. So please do use the blocks, because determine how wide your legs are going today, and then put the blocks in there to support them. This is really important for your SI joints, so that they're not just hanging in midair, because if they're hanging in midair, then what happens is the ligaments are going to overstretch and they don't go back. So support them, create a new ground for them there. You want to feel a stretch in the muscles, not in the ligaments. So make sure they're supported there. If you want to know more about that, check out my SI joint video. We go into a lot of detail on that there, in that video. And then you're going to rest back over your bolster and open up here. So to me, this is a real pose of acceptance and surrender. And then go ahead and release this from your body. Use your hands to draw your legs back to the center. roll off to the side. We're actually going to use the bolster here to for our twist to finish. So we'll do a recline twist. Take your bolster to your left side. Bend your right knee, press into your right foot, tuck your left hip under, and come into recline twist here. Supta Matsyendrasana. And twists are great for letting go too. They help to release toxins from your body. And then release this, press into your right foot, untuck your hips, take your bolster over to your right side, bend your left knee, press into your left foot, tuck your right hip under, and take your bent left knee onto your bolster for the twist on the other side. Doing that final ring out, the final letting go for this class. And then come back onto your back, press into your left foot, untuck your hips, bend your knees. You can either rock yourself up or roll to your side. Come out to a seated position. We'll do our mantra one more time before Shavasana. Come to a comfortable seated position. I'm just going to have a drink of water before we do our mantra one more time. So you can sit kneeling, cross-legged, or in a chair. And we're going to do the mantra with the same mudra again. Okay, so for the Yam Pash Mudra, you're going to extend your index fingers, hook them, right one goes down, left one goes up, the other fingers come together, thumbs come together, and the mantra will be on my screen to the left here. Okay, and we'll sing it three times together, making space with breath and a sigh. So, deep breath in, let it fall out of your mouth. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshvaraha, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Sakshat, Guru Devo Maheshvaraha, Guru Sakshat, Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshvaraha, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha, Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. You can either finish this practice seated, or you can go ahead and rest back for Shavasana. As you rest back in Shavasana, I have a quote for you from the Tao Te Ching. The quote is, "When I let go of what I am, I become what I might be. When I let go of what I have, I receive what I need. When I let go of what I am, I become what I might be. When I let go of what I have, I receive what I need." So gradually allow your breath to deepen. Begin to wiggle and stretch out. Circle your ankles and your feet and your wrists and your hands. Bend your knees and roll to your right side. Slowly make your way up to seated. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. May you experience the strength of our mountains, and may your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. Om Shanti. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.